We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello. We back.
That's right.
We back.
We are not leaving.
Tobin Leroy Bees. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room.
I don't know. Did
Hashtag
Beast,
third hour.
Did Beast wash his hands of the situation?
I don't know where he is. Probably wet himself going to management.
No. Let me tell you what Beast did. Because I know he's covering his own wide tail. And this is this. He went in the Lynn's office.
Oh, my God. If he's in Lynn's office right now, he's getting up.
Lynn. I had nothing to do with this. Ugh. I could not control them. I'm telling you.
That's what I just did.
Look.
Yep, covering his own tail.
Guess what?
I said I tried.
They had their time.
Listen, I said I tried. I tried to prevent this. I used every skill that I've learned from buddy to boss. None of it worked. Blame me.
In the words of Will Ferrell, in one of my favorite movies, Talladega Nights, third hour, engaged.
But the best part was he said, it's okay, I'm listening to music today anyways.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, he wouldn't have even known.
He wouldn't have even known. Right.
Get so scared for
somebody,
man.
Said, did Beast get a case of bubble stomach?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Look, you guys had your chance. We've been telling the suits and telling the suits and the people have been telling the suits, hashtag third hour, this entire time. We're just taking matters into our own hands because that's when we get things done.
That's right.
You know, we wait around long enough. You know, same thing. Otherwise, things just go by the wayside, Beast. If we just allow to pass it off to you guys, then we're ended up with no Rubal sponsorship. You know, Rubal's was teed up for us.
Teed up.
No one's getting paid, by the way.
Hey.
That's a whole nother conversation. Yeah. Hey.
This is the next step. Don't worry about that. We're taking over the airwaves right now.
Right.
We'll worry about invoices later.
Yep.
But for right now, your ass better be giving me some headline. I swear to God, man, if you don't tell me who's winning between Serbia and Switzerland, if you chickened out and aren't going to be part of this, man, you could just go do Beauty and the Beast from now on.
Yep.
We'll lop off the B. We'll lop it off. Lop it off.
TLB will just be TL.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay. I need some TLC from TLB. I'm looking at you, man. A little tender love and care. Come
on. I'll be the VIP.
Give me some scores. You know what I'm saying?
You into
OPP? We got things going on. We got depressed Pat Riley. We got LeBron James in our streets. He's roaming around here like he owns the joint, swaggering.
Oh, now you good with that?
No, I'm not good with that.
Okay.
You can't just walk around here.
I'm just saying.
You can't just come here for vacation, getting everybody's hopes up. Our hopes are already down.
You know what?
What that is?
How can your hopes be up? You don't want him.
You know what that is? That's LeBron coming in here with a low-cut shirt. He's flaunting it. He's flaunting and then getting mad because we stare.
He got a short suit on.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, that needs to go on the dartboard to do.
Let's get
short suit with tie and a hat.
Sir, get to headlines. Mm.
This is WAXY AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
I'm going to let you know I'm doing these headlines under protest. It's not my idea. If we all get fired, it's not my idea.
Look.
See, if you were really smart, you could have washed your hands of the whole situation and just, I am the Beast, and did a flash. And did it like a flash.
I could have, but yeah. I'm trying to.
Yeah. That's level two.
This is my favorite
radio
part of the day. Serbia is up on Switzerland 1-0 at the half, and Robbie is sweating.
I'm not sweating yet.
Sweating.
Still a whole half.
You look like you're sweating to me.
I mean, I did flip out when Switzerland missed that goal opportunity.
Oh, you almost ruined the studio. Brazil, it took extra time, but in the extra time, Brazil scored two and covered, most importantly, and beat Costa Rica 2-0, and Nigeria over Iceland 2-0. to nothing.
I wouldn't be surprised if Costa Rica was on that take for the cover because they were very dispirited. They looked like they had given up, and they had taken a dive to let Panama into the World Cup, which is why U.S. is not out of the World Cup. So Costa Rica, they're known for diving. I wouldn't be surprised if they got that cover by themselves.
What is wrong with you?
That's what you got, Costa Rica. No,
can I just tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens when one of Tobin's people goes rogue. You get Robbie. That he just takes it and just takes Petty into every aspect of sports.
Hey.
Just saying.
Don't try and bring him down.
I'm not bringing him down.
Man's passionate about his soccer and gambling.
No. He's passionate about his gambling, and soccer just happens to be played
now
at this
time. Now the audience has this. A suit with no power. WTF does Beast do?
You know, we ask ourselves that every day.
Yeah.
He sends out a schedule, then sends out a revised schedule, and then just tells us when we're on the show. Hmm. So, what else do you do, Beast?
I do schedules. Some more schedules. And then I handle some behind-the-scenes communication with corporate on some stuff. And I take webinars.
Mm. Somebody said, Beast Grow set and jump on board with hashtag third hour.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Stop being so nervous all the time.
Yeah. Nervous.
What are you so nervous about?
I like my job. I'd like to keep it.
You screw up all the time. You keep getting promotions.
That's a valid point.
Not listening. You should probably get an even bigger promotion. So relax.
Yep.
Hey, what do I tell you all the time? Relax.
Robbie, your woman's on HQ today with a very low-cut situation. She has big eyebrows, though. Anyways.
Oh, we got a call from the bat line. It could be Len.
Oh, no.
What's he going to do? Robbie locked the studio. It's not like they can come take us off the air.
It is Len. It's the boss. Oh, no. This thing may be shut down in a moment.
It's not going to be shut down. Just keep giving me headlines. You're busy.
Robert Williams, the pick for the Celtics, he overslept. The Celtics said it's because of a time zone mix-up, even though he was in the same time zone last night. So you go figure.
That's crazy to me. I don't even know what's going on. Some organization. Crazy.
I couldn't wait. When you got a press conference that the plane leaves, that I was there. Mm. I was so excited. Oh, I could not wait. And then we went 3-13.
I remember that happened with Bam, too. Bam was, like, right on the plane that morning.
Yeah. You get on. No, they usually you go out the next day.
Whoa. By the way.
Whoa, what happened?
Speaking of Bam.
Oh, yeah.
What was going on?
Hashtag Kemp. Sir. Untradeable now.
Hey.
Untradeable. Look, everybody who's down, if you complain about Bam's lack of dribbling right now, trust me, he's handling things just fine.
He's dribbling, but not
his handling skills have gotten quite fine.
Were there two or three women?
He's added some Ray Allen to his game.
He took straight out of He Got Game. He was Jesus Shuttlesworth yesterday. Bam Adebayo. Bravo, sir. Bravo. He knows what he's doing.
Do you want to explain to the audience in case they missed
Bam Adebayo has taken the company of multiple ladies in a bedroom.
Yeah, but you don't know who the ladies were. He said my favorite people. It might have been family.
They were in their bras?
If there's two of them,
in lingerie?
They're always going to be your favorite people at that time.
They're my family in lingerie, Leroy. In lingerie.
Oh, I didn't see. I couldn't tell they were in lingerie.
Trust me. They were.
Leroy.
What?
Trust me. Bam ain't hanging around his cousin who's sitting in a lace bra.
Look for me, man. Hey, Bam has earned it. Work hard. He's been working his ass off with Rasheed Wallace. He's doing his moves in the gym. Play hard. He's blowing off some steam. The young fella's got it.
Were there two or three? Because
there was two.
There was a body part we could not identify.
It must have been an elbow, but there was two.
It can't be an elbow of one of the two. It had to be an elbow of a third person.
It had to be a third person involved.
I did research on this. There was two. There was two.
You looked at the photo forensics.
This picture of Bam Adebayo peeking over some ass. It is the most hilarious look I've ever seen on his face.
Instead of the Paul George catfish face, can we put that up in here?
Just like that, he's got like this sly smile as he's got one eyebrow. He's so happy. I'm so happy for him.
Was he wearing a hat or something?
It looked like a hoodie.
Yeah,
one of those sleeveless hoodies. Good for him, man.
Good for him.
The Bam Bam room.
Yeah.
You know what? He gets a point on the wild card.
He should. He should. Meanwhile, Whiteside's still trying to fit into Lamborghinis.
He should get 2 points.
The 7-footer Lamborghini, I'm telling you, that line has taken off.
Hey, Shaq.
What's wrong with you guys?
Hey, Shaq, you want a Lamborghini?
Ain't no lace.
Hey, Mirrorson.
Hey. Hey, Boban. I got Monster
Isn't
Edition.
Isn't George Mirrorson dead?
Whoops. Well, my new poll is dead.
My new poll is dead. Is George Mirrorson still with us?
I don't know.
Hey, Mo Bamba.
I hope he is.
He just got to the league. You want a Lamborghini at the right price? I'm only selling to 7-footers.
People hey, doing it with blogs.
Still hey. Alive.
Oh, George Mirrorson, still alive.
Hey, Kelly Olynyk. Hey, I know you've been riding around the same Toyota since college. Can I interest you in some Italian luxury?
Stop bothering me, man.
Do you think Bam's he lets...
like, how come you didn't call me?
6'10".
Does he let s'mores go for a ride in the Lambo?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. It's got a cat seat. Fully engaged.
I don't think he was talking about that kind of cat.
No. Somebody, what voice is that? That's Hassan's zoo voice, sir. Have you ever seen Hassan Whiteside goes to the zoo? Where you at? Talks to animals, talk to s'mores. Robbie, find me the s'mores clip of Hassan Whiteside talking to his cat when he's trying to figure out,
hey, cat. Hey. Hey, why are you lying around all catty? Why are you behaving like a cat, cat?
This is our franchise center, ladies and gentlemen. This is the person. It's like, hey, what's going on, Sacramento? You guys interested in trading for Hassan Whiteside? Pat, isn't that the guy who talks to his cat? I'll just see myself out.
I mean, yeah. Like, who? That's the one thing I think about a lot. Like, what are the conversations when you're trying to trade?
An anchor?
I mean,
I don't know. He says things are getting better.
Do you think Hassan's calling up, like, Sean Bradley and Mark Eaton to see if they want Lambos? Rick Smits? Or no, he's avoiding that crowd.
Like old man?
Like old white guy, white, you know, big guys.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Called Boban.
Yeah, Boban's not that old, though.
I mean, jeez.
How big would Boban's Lambo have to be?
They would have to just cut a hole in the top and let him put his legs out the front.
His steering wheel would have to be like for a captain's ship.
Ah, my paws are so big.
What is s'mores. You guys.
Play the entire thing, Robbie.
S'mores. S'mores. Say hey to Snapchat. S'mores.
Hey, Snapchat. S'mores.
Hey, s'mores. Say hey to IG. S'mores. S'mores. S'mores, look. S'mores. Why you be laying on your back like Garfield? Huh?
I'm a cat, stupid.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's your $98 million player.
You tell me that sounds nothing like him. Oh, my God. But Riley said yesterday, things are getting better with
Yeah, they're getting great.
They say, you know why? Because they're not playing games.
Nah, they're getting better.
As soon as they start playing basketball.
Hey, Pat, I'd offer you a Lambo, but you only like 6'5".
You got us, Pat Riley, on Hassan yesterday, Robbie?
I expect, you know, a lot out of Hassan, you know, contrary to what people might think about us trading him, that we haven't offered him to anybody, really, to be honest with you. And so
really?
You go through an emotional period with a player, and you deal with it, and you come back, and you work things out.
We haven't Riley's offered like, him to anyone, really.
Riley's like, define offering.
Yeah, what is?
Did I get any calls back? No.
I said the word ha, and they stopped me. So theoretically, I never got to Whiteside.
He never got to Hassan.
Oh, goal!
Who scored?
Switzerland. Robbie's twice. Running around the studio.
Oh,
Robbie's
my God.
Running around the studio. Pandemonium. It's pandemonium in the control room.
No, hey. You counting chickens.
Yes.
Oh, dude, you're counting chickens. All right,
you
know,
I'm not celebrating the win just yet.
Yeah, Robbie.
Don't count
now
them.
His hat's on all astray. Things are weird.
Yeah, but now we got to go 40 minutes with no goals.
That's the one thing about draws. There's no such thing as a comfortable draw. Yeah, it's always going to be stressful down to the end. So you just got to deal with it. And now it's even.
That was a heck of a strike from beyond the box.
What's wrong with you guys?
What?
Clearly.
Oh, off the left foot?
With that much time left, you guys are celebrating a tie?
Well, up until this point, Robbie
was
out of it.
You got to get there first, Lee.
You got to get there first. You say it all the time. You got to be in the game to win the game.
Yeah, Robbie wasn't in the game until that strike.
Definitely doesn't say that.
Wait, whoa. Back that up.
That is a Leroy quote. He stole it from Al Golden.
No, I don't.
Yeah, don't you talk? We have the argument. Would you rather get blown out in the Super Bowl or not be in the Super Bowl? And you said, I got to be in the game to win it.
Oh.
Yeah, box.
Yeah, but he didn't rhyme it like Don King.
You got to be in the game to win the game.
Only in America.
Somebody said they offered a sign to everyone.
I tell you, I got my hopes got up a little bit yesterday when I saw those Woj Nets rumors. I was like, oh, my God, yes.
Well, because you're thinking, the Nets, they'll do it.
They just
– and they'll give us a first-round pick.
It's like they just got rid of Dwight. Dwight didn't want to stay there. They'll take the next disgruntled center. They don't know any better. They don't know what they're doing. They keep taking bad centers. They took Mozgov and they took Dwight Howard. They're going
to
do it.
My dad tried to get into an argument with me yesterday because I said that Dwight Howard's a cancer in the locker room despite what he says. And my dad said, so is Hassan. I said, Hassan's not a cancer. He's just a baby.
I mean,
yes, but here.
He's teetering.
You can become a cancer if you don't play near your capabilities. And if the coach is putting you in a game and you're not helping the other players, then it becomes a problem because, you know, the coach has a responsibility to other guys on the floor. And that's why he probably takes a sign out, because you can tell right away. He's like, wait a minute, I don't want him moving around the court with four other guys on the floor.
Yeah, man, you can't have Eeyore as your center. It can't be that. He can't be moping around the place. No, man.
Is this all, like, the thing that, you know, a lot of people have said to me is, like, this is a big man problem, right? Like, yeah. All big men have,
yeah,
like, quirky.
It's a weird thing with seven-footers.
Right.
Like, Andrew Bynum. Weird guy.
Right.
Like, I think it just has something to do with the position being that Shaq, super sensitive, even the most dominant of guys.
Right. Right.
Always that size, always had to be weird. There's no doubt that Boban's got some weirdness in him.
Right.
Now he's just having to find a sidekick that's bringing out his fun side.
Which is even more amazing that they had to go tell him to go take the money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boban don't want to leave you, Pop. Please.
You must go, Boban.
Oh. Man, we didn't talk about Colin Cowherd and Baker Mayfield.
Oh, the showdown?
Woo.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next. Hell yes, man. We're rolling on here. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. Big Friday, man. It got packed here.
It's about right after, usually when we leave.
Yeah.
They're coming in.
It is jammed up in here. Still plenty of room though. So if you guys do want to get down here and get your weekend started right with some good action, get on down to the poker room. This is the place you want to be for your weekend. All the World Cup action is up around here. They got about 20 TVs dangling down from the ceiling up against the walls, so you won't miss any of the action going on in sports either. Last night, the Miami Heat had a very quiet night. No draft picks in the first round or second round. The only thing that went down really regarding the Heat was the pick that they gave up for Goran Dragic. One of the first round picks that they gave up for Goran Dragic ended up going to Philadelphia in a trade. They swapped picks. The poor kid whose mom works for the Sixers.
That was horrible.
It really was. Man, they had his mom there.
She was excited.
She was so happy.
Yeah, please.
Good luck getting your expense. What is she, the head of HR?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good luck getting your expense reports figured out.
Right.
Good luck. Brett Brown's like, never really got back my gas money for going on that show. Oh, it's in the works.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll tell accounting about it.
Hey,
weren't
we supposed to get new insurance cards? We switched it. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah,
you're
don't worry. Don't worry, Brett. Don't worry. It'll be here. All right. Okay. Sorry. Is it something I said? Mikal Bridges ended up going to Phoenix. And so that pick also, what Phoenix got back was the 2021 first rounder for Miami. And a lot of people were raving about the Sixers making a home run deal yesterday because they said it's an unprotected pick. So look, if Miami happens to be terrible, like let's say this thing just goes really in the toilet. I mean, it goes full Brooklyn Nets style.
Do you have to keep that into consideration when you're doing, or do you just not care?
With the picks?
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And this is, you know, I had a texter write in about this saying, well, Pat keeps sacrificing our future for the present. And he's right. He did. However, I asked that texter, be honest with me. Did you have a no pants dance when you found out you were getting Goran Dragic? Because I remember that day when we got Goran Dragic for two first-round picks, Justin Hamilton and Danny Granger.
And Norris
we
Cole.
Thought, no shot, they were going to get him.
Right.
And they did. They thought, final piece to the petty party. And we were all sitting here with our pants tense, excited for the matchup of all matchups. We were ready for the grand petty of them all. It was going to be Heat versus Cavs that year.
Right.
And then Chris Bosh got sick 12 hours later.
Right.
So, yeah, he took a swing. Big bad luck. Big miss. He does do that. He admitted it such at the end of the year press conference.
Is it still a miss, though? Like Goran Dragic's been an all-star.
I tell you,
a third replacement all-star.
Well, here's what I think it did happen. Because I do think that Pat does keep an eye more so on the conference and the guys that are in play. I think Goran Dragic is going to be here for the rest of his career.
Oh no!
To the point where I think it's going to be like they're going to rack up his stats to jersey retirement status. Like they're going to make sure Goran Dragic is a forever man on the Miami Heat now.
Right.
Because the fact that could turn into something really, really great for another team, they're not going to allow that to happen.
Right.
So I have a hard time believing that Goran Dragic is now going anywhere, which I thought the Euro card was going to be big in play with Kawhi Leonard now. But now it feels like you got some Kevin Garnett shenanigans going on like you had with McHale and Danny Ainge back in the day, because now best buddies San Antonio, Brett Brown, and the Spurs are going to be like, hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, I got this first-round pick. Why don't you take this like a Kawhi Leonard? Like, there'll be some friend zone stuff going on there.
Well, and I just read earlier that they're talking to the Lakers.
I don't know what they're doing with the Lakers, because I keep hearing
conversations. But if you say you don't want to trade them to the West,
right,
but you still have conversations, that means there's a chance.
Yeah, but then the latest thing was that they basically got, I think Ramona Shelburne says, her Lakers source says, they basically shut the door on us.
Oh, okay.
And then you had R.C. Buford, their GM, who's like, oh, no. Like, we still think he's going to be here for a long time. He's not, but they still think he's going to be there for a long time.
Right.
So they're clearly not at the mode, it seems publicly, that they're accepting this.
Right.
Quite yet. And we'll see what happens with that. Now, yesterday, this happened, actually, I think late during our show, because we were on the same time as Colin Cowherd, and this was going viral yesterday. Baker Mayfield was doing the media rounds, and he ended up doing Cowherd's show, and Cowherd apparently has been busting on Baker Mayfield hard. He's like, undraftable, don't like the flaws there. And look, I know on this show, I know Leroy's been like, 6 foot, number one overall pick, questionable. But what Colin was breaking him down with yesterday in the studio was a touchdown celebration that Baker had running to the band. And so this back and forth got really, really testy between Baker and Colin. Here's a little bit of that clip.
Now watch this, Baker. And you throw a touchdown, and instead of, I don't like this, I'm going to tell you right now, how come you're not, what? Where are you going? Where are you going over there?
Our band is over there, our student section's right there, and then straight back to our sideline.
What about your teammates?
Did you watch the rest of the game?
I watched the whole game.
You did? So you saw me celebrate with my teammates like the three touchdowns before that too?
I don't like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You pulled the one clip of me running right there to our fans and people that traveled well to that game, first of all. And then you didn't show the rest of the clip of me going to our sideline?
No. Have to go to the sideline. You're not going to go to the hospital. Well, where are you going to go after the touchdown? You're not going to go.
Well, you're acting like I just ran away from everybody.
Well, you did, but then you came back and circled to the sideline.
This is a 5-second clip of your showing me, and then I'm off the screen right there?
I'd like you to be with your teammates.
Watch the rest of the game. I was.
All right. Oh, I know you went back to the sideline.
No. Go watch the other touchdowns. I got very excited on that one.
So you think my accusation that this isn't
the fact
great.
I feel like you're going for the fact that I'm not a team guy. I'm selfish. Is that what you're shooting at right here, or what?
No, I don't think that. I think sometimes your judgment's just a tad off, and I think the NFL's a judgment league because the game is so fast. Mm-hmm. You have to make the windows get really, really tight and really, really small. You got to make decisions really, really fast. In college, you got that Orlando Brown guy, got a little more time. I don't love that decision. I don't love it.
The celebration? Do you see what people do in the league now, celebration-wise?
Hip thrusting, not a fan. Not a big fan of hip thrusting. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like when Antonio Brown's doing that stuff. I'm not into it. You know what? Do you have your celebration?
No, I have nothing. I have nothing.
You're just going to give the ball to
apparently, I think I need to just run away.
Okay.
That hip thrusting.
Now. Here's what bothers me about that more than anything. First of all, what I feel about Baker Mayfield has nothing to do with how good I think he's going to be. It has more to do with the Browns and the decisions that they make. You know, that if you're going to take a quarterback number one, he at least need to look the part. Has nothing to do with whether he's going to be good or not.
Yeah.
That being said, the last thing an athlete wants to hear is the keeper of the game being an old white dude who has a radio show. I promise you that. If somebody in pro football had came to him and said that, he would have had the same conversation, but say, look, dude, that's not what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody outside of that arena, college football, that's what you do.
I think if you're looking at it like this, like if you're going to go with Baker Mayfield, the only checks against him I've really seen, other than, you know, getting caught by a fat cup, was the fact that he's short and him grabbing his junk.
He's
a little bit too much of a showboat.
But here's what I'll say he is. He's got a lot of Philip Rivers in him, but you don't feel as good about him as you do about Philip Rivers performing on the field. And until you see it, if he has a great NFL career, that narrative will change, just like it changed for Philip Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
So it could just be his personality. It just could be who he is. There is nobody in football that thinks Philip Rivers is my guy, that he's not a team guy, even though he does some stuff. Like, he's known for going back and forth with the other sideline.
Well, I think it's a happy medium, too, as a quarterback, isn't it? Because what do you want? Do you want the guy who looks fiery like Dan Marino was, or do you want the guy who's a robot, which Tannehill's been called? Like,
right.
He never seems like you really pleased the fans there.
Right.
Tom Brady headbutting people?
Here's what I've always thought, and it's a detriment if your personality doesn't fit it. The fans want you to look like you're trying hard. Not that you're trying hard. They want you to look like you care. Not that you care.
Yeah.
So if your personality doesn't reflect that, some people are even keel. They just don't show emotion like that. And so it rubs some people the wrong way. When you're not performing or when things aren't going your way.
Big knock on Eli.
Of course. That look. You can't tell me that look. But then he throws a pass to the sideline. Who's that pass to the sideline when they beat the Patriots the second time?
Manningham,
which may be one of the best passes I've ever seen, along with the Aaron Rodgers pass running left, throwing left on the sideline.
I've only seen Flacco personality after he was knocked in.
Oh, yeah, and Flacco.
It was check
place. Like, but wow, you don't want that to go in the memory book says, what does Flacco look like? And everybody go, check please.
Looks like he's looking for his waiter.
Right. Right.
Kiko flattened him.
So I think, you know, but I will say this. Of all the confrontations that have occurred, Skip Bayless used to have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
None of them went this smoothly by the other party.
Oh, Colin?
So, no, I'm saying Baker.
Oh, you're talking about him holding himself.
Handled himself.
Yeah, he held himself well.
Well, you know, for a guy that, oh, I'm not loving that. Like really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That guy. That, like, you're the keeper of
it kind of felt like.
You must love Mark Melanson.
I feel like It feels like what happened is Colin was probably looking for something, because I'm sure Baker Mayfield, if he's doing media, has been asked about the crotch grab 100 times. So he's looking for the other. Where's the other character flaw I can find?
It's not even that. What happened was is, you know, they throw that, like Skip used to do the same thing. It's like he'll talk trash about a guy and then say if he wants to come on the show and defend himself. And Baker said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So now he's on the show there, and he makes a valid point. And I've always said this about athletes, and I feel this way. You know, even if I'm not a fan of Phil Mickelson, I feel this way. Take your 5 or 10 worst minutes of your life and then put them on a loop. And that's kind of what athletes go through. And so you're not necessarily always proud of everything that you've done, but you don't always get a chance to redeem yourself. And so, yeah, spur of the moment type thing. Baker Mayfield, he was pretty much, you know, look, college, you are appeasing the crowd. You don't have to hold yourself any kind of way. You can run around and act a fool. You know, nobody has a problem with Baker Mayfield except, apparently, Colin Cowherd.
My favorite part is hip thrusting. Not a fan.
Hip thrusting. Not right. Like, and then look, Baker made another point. Have you seen the celebrations in the NFL?
Well, look, the NFL
they changed it.
It's hard to give them credit, but at least they went back somewhat on the celebration.
Right.
I mean, you used to raise your eyebrow, and they used to be like,
right,
penalty.
Right.
No, don't do that.
Right.
So at least you're allowed to do something these days, because you got to allow these players to show off their personality somewhat. If you want to develop any stars, and it's tough, especially for non-quarterbacks. I mean, there's a couple wide receivers that I think you could say are nationally mainstream, but, I mean, they were scrubbing everything out of the game, and it was getting crazy.
Man, I'll tell you something. When you spend your whole life for a moment, and you get that moment, there ain't nothing in sports that tells you can't celebrate. Man, look, throw a flag on me. You know, like, I'm not celebrating a 1-yard touchdown. I'm not doing it. I hand the ball off because I didn't get the whole 99. You know, I got 5-10 yards of that drive, and I'm going to hand the ball. But look, if a guy's talking trash to me, and then we are confronted in front of that end zone, and I run over him, you best believe he getting some of my best work. Because I want him to know, like, you ain't going to just talk trash to me. And that's part of sports. So I don't get the whole thing with the pitcher and the batter thing when
you can throw
at a guy, and then when he get a hit, he ain't allowed to celebrate.
I want
to
see Lewis Brinson hip thrust next time he faces the Giants. Full thrust.
I think he should hit a home run and just moonwalk around the bases. It'll take like 8 minutes.
Bring out the old wing.
Yeah.
Back while he's circling the bases.
Right. Like, man, come on.
We'll be back right after this.
No sleep till.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Well, I think it's Beast. Beast, like, it seems like he cowered out that last segment.
Nope.
I think he ditched on us. He didn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
We're taking over, man. Third hour. Hashtag third hour.
I was here. I was protesting.
Protesting what? You already did the segment beforehand.
Right.
Someone says, this has been pretty good. You guys should do the third hour more often.
Interesting. Crazy. We haven't been spot on with these ideas before.
What a save. Robbie's still alive.
Robbie's got about 10 minutes. He needs a draw between Serbia and Sweden for his magnificent seven.
And now Curtis is in the building, too, and he's got the same bet. But, you know, for real.
So nobody's focused on work. Everybody is just focused on their wallets.
That's why I was checked out last segment, because there was like 7 shots that almost went in. Like, no one's paying attention to the show.
Well, I wanted to do, before we get out of here today, I got to make this point. So yesterday during the draft.
Oh, the line sucks again.
Yesterday during the draft, what it went down was the Knicks, they get to their pick.
They always boo. All New Yorkers boo.
Well, this wasn't until like the Porzingis thing.
They had the same kid.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. They had this stupid kid, the Porzingis kid, who was dead wrong. So I don't even know why they're going for his advice. And they're all chanting for Michael Porter. They want Michael Porter, Michael Porter, Michael Porter, whose back is broken, spinal. He's a vegan. So I don't know what, you know, this
Michael Porter's a vegan?
Vegan. Yeah, I know.
You didn't see that? You didn't catch that on the text machine on our text last night? Someone's like, I don't like him. He's a vegan.
Red flag. Franchise. Hey, LeBron James a vegan?
No.
Is Kevin Durant a vegan?
No.
Is Greek Freak a vegan?
No.
I rest my case. Now, the Knicks.
I just saw him eating 1,000 corn dogs.
That's true. He went on his world tour. Yeah. The Knicks then draft Kevin Knox, and here's their reaction.
With the 9th pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the New York Knicks select Kevin Knox from the University of Kentucky.
Oh, no. Oh, this is now guaranteed that Kevin Knox is going to have an all-star NBA career because the Porzingis dudes are going thumbs down.
So this is what I just like. Look, I just want to tell the Knicks fans out there. My best friend's a Knicks fan. I got family who are Knicks fans. And I just look at you, and I feel pity. I feel pity for the embarrassment you've become, Knicks fans. You've become a parody of yourself.
It's not just Knicks fans. It's all New York fans.
This used to be, though, Beast. This used to be a respected, a knowledgeable basketball fan base.
Right.
The Mecca. And look, they're ass clowns. They're nothing like, they're just like Jets fans now, just booing for the gimmick.
Right.
We're going to have the kid, we're going to have the Porzingis kid show up in his dopey fireman's jersey and boo no matter what the call is, just so he can get angry. And he's gonna do his little Instagram video while the pick's going on. It's just embarrassing. I mean, this used to be a heartfelt, respected rivalry. Heat, Knicks, bloodthirsty rivalry, fist fights, Jeff Van Gundy hanging off Zoe's junk in the midst of a melee. And now look at you. Look at you. Booing over the number 9 pick. You didn't even know Michael Porter. You're just like, oh, that sounds shiny. That's what we should do. New York.
Is that the same as the Kentucky Duke chick?
Oh, she was a plant.
Oh, my God. That was ridiculous. We got to talk about that. That was ridiculous. For the audience who wasn't paying attention as much as other people. So they showed this chick. Was Duke first or Kentucky first? I forget which one.
I don't know.
First.
Probably,
the Duke guy was drafted first.
Okay, so, he was first.
So they show this couple, this Dukey couple. They're hugging, they're embracing, they're high-fiving. This chick's going wild. And then, like 10, 15 minutes later, a Kentucky guy's drafted. And all of a sudden, she's in a different part of the stands in a Kentucky jersey doing the same thing.
Plant.
Is it possible that was two different girls?
She was a plant.
Not. She was a plant.
You guys do it with black folks.
No,
this
nah,
is true. All no. blonde white women look the same.
She wasn't blonde.
You don't want to go there,
Leroy. No. I feel like you haven't looked at our texts in like 3 days.
He definitely.
No, I look at them all the time. This is all I hear. Look, I'm watching. I'm trying to pay attention.
That's the sporting experience.
Yes,
you're supposed to be with us.
That's what we do, and you just check out.
I replied to one or two.
No, you
put
don't.
Us on
you
Do Not
check
Disturb,
out.
Don't
no,
you?
I check didn't. Out.
No. I mean, some of those texts are pretty late. I wouldn't be surprised if Leroy put on Do Not Disturb.
Me and Robin. Me and Robin.
You giving us the moon? Are you giving us the moon?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Look, I got
if,
all of
if
them.
You were following the text, you would have seen the picture of the girl. They just drop. That line out of Hard Rock, man. We got to get it fixed.
Man, we had like 3 minutes to go, too. We almost had it perfect.
I know. Seriously, we got to get this line fixed. They just went out. They're not going to get back. How are we doing on this bet, Robbie?
Well, it's stressful. There's 2 minutes left in this plus injury time, and it's 1-1, and Switzerland's getting ready for a corner kick.
And you have the draw?
I have the draw. Both me and Curtis are sitting here on pins and needles watching
now,
this draw.
Do you have the draw in the Doom Box or like for real?
This is the Magnificent Seven. This is for real.
No, but like for reals, if you know what I mean.
I don't make fake bets. Everything's for real.
The corner was headed out. Should probably pick up the phone. Who's on the guest line? Is that Tobin on the guest line?
You think you can silence me? You and management think you can just waltz in here and cut off my connection? We come in here and we storm third hour, Leroy. We're owning it. And you think you can just come in here and take it from us? They just shut us down. You're a rat bastard, Beast.
You know what I think about that?
You're lying with the rat.
You know what I think about that? Gone. Dropped him. End. Over. They had their time. It's my time now. They got their third hour. Despite the boss's wishes. He didn't really care. He wasn't listening anyways. I'm going to get fired. And these guys are playing shenanigans. You know what? You're not playing the best of Dan and Stu today. We're going to do the third hour. You know what happens? You know what happens with that? Oh, no! Such a A breakaway goal in the 90th minute. Switzerland takes the lead 2-1.
Guy takes his shirt off.
Oh, my God. It's such a bad beat. There's still extra time, though, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, man, the Serbians have more holes in their defense than the Swiss have holes in their cheese.
Minus one. I can't believe that just happened. How did they let that happen? How do you let that happen? Let's see. It was a shot that bounced off the bar, and the Swiss guy, he passes it up to the halfback.
That's offsides. That's offsides.
It was offsides. He was offsides.
Can't they review that now?
Yeah, the VAR.
I don't know if it was offsides.
I don't know if it was offsides either. That was ridiculous. All right, our line crapped out at the Hard Rock. One of these weeks, we'll get it fixed. It's been horrible. Like, we really need to get it fixed. Curtis and Parker coming your way in moments. Robbie, thank you. Boss, please don't fire me for these guys just hijacking a third hour of the show that wasn't planned. And we'll see you on. Actually, I'll see you tomorrow. Beauty and the Beast, noon to three, me and Amber. Tobin will come your way 10 o'clock on Sunday with Fighter Fury, and the whole crew will be back on Monday from noon or from 1 until 3 unless they hijack a third hour again. Curtis and Perk next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.